The city of Troy is moving ahead with plans to tear down the former Leonard Hospital building in Lansingburg. Leonard Hospital closed more than two decades ago and is nowadays regarded as a danger, a nuisance, and an eyesore in North Troy. Looking to redevelop the 6.4-acre site, Democratic Mayor Patrick Madden says despite the failure of earlier attempts to breathe new life into the site at 74 New Turnpike Road, bids are being sought for demolition.
It is a very difficult piece of property to redevelop with a hospital on there. We had made a couple efforts at trying to find a developer who would reuse the structure, but because it's so expensive to retrofit it and, it's just such a big building that we just couldn't find anybody. So in our estimation, the land becomes much more valuable for redevelopment if we can remove the building.
Plans call for the building to be entirely gone by October 1st. Republican Troy City Council President Carmela Mantello says this is great news that's long overdue.
The city council appropriated money a year and a half ago to begin that process. One of the drawbacks was the environmental and the asbestos that's present at the building, and developers really weren't quite sure of the timeline. So this addresses that issue, and the residents of Lansingburg have lived with this blight for several years. So this is great news for the neighborhood.
The city has approved bonding authority up to $2 million for knocking the building down. Madden calls the 1960s-era structure an asbestos-laden eyesore.
That will have to be abated before the demolition. So the request for bids on the building includes both the remediation of the asbestos and then the demolition of the building.
What we're hoping, Dave, is some type of multi-use housing and maybe some commercial development on the first floor. But this is the first step in the process. Super pleased, and I'm sure the folks of Lansingburg are very pleased. And we would also want to include the neighborhood and the Lansingburg community from point A and not wait for a developer to come forward to include those folks. And so it's really important, just like Monument Square, to include the folks from Lansingburg in the process.
Madden says Troy is eager to move forward with the project to encourage new investment and growth in the city. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.